Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, I mean, very unfortunate. I mean, the guys have to leave the game. You know, obviously we played, that's our fourth game here in Atlanta, and coming after that game yesterday where, you know, it was really hot. You know, weather's been really hot. And that's one of the things that we know that coming into the season, you know, and doing the ramp up everything, you know, with the games and how the weather is, you know, at this time, usually. And, you know, the start of the season is one thing that we can probably, you know, run to. You know, it's unfortunate that happened, you know, to three guys today that right away before the game. And Mac, I mean, we're getting ready to go out there. And his pregame routine that he does in the cage, he felt lower back tightness in a swing. And I mean, immediately that's a flag. And, you know, we have to remove him from the game and make sure that we, you know, he's got to be precautionary immediately. So with Rosario, he, you know, running home to first, we saw a little bit of a compensating at the end after stepping on the bag and, you know, stuck into Tony, and then, you know, trainer went out, I went out, and he wanted to remain in the game, but it's just one of those other things. I mean, he felt something, you know, there in his quad, so tightness, and, you know, so same thing, removed. And then Roby was in between innings, you know, when he said that left groin was tight as well. So once again, like how the weather's been, and, you know, it's just one thing that we cannot take a chance to push guys just to stay out there. And I think it's also, you know, smart decision for the removal, and then we'll see how it goes day to day.
So are you not all too concerned about any one of those guys at this point? Do you feel like it's just based on the situation, or do you really need to see how they come in tomorrow?
That's it, Steve. It's, you know, wait, see how they come tomorrow. You know, everyone's hot coming out of the game, even though McNeil wasn't, you know, the game wasn't going yet, but he was ready to go, getting ready to go out there and do his sprints and everything he does pregame on the field. But we got to wait, see how they are tomorrow. And, you know, we'll find out more.
In terms of the game tonight, obviously the results were significantly better with runners in scoring position. Did you see a noticeable change in the at-bats in those spots tonight?
Very noticeable change, Steve. They, you know, a lot of the sequences that we've seen in the previous three games, they used on us. I mean, they basically pitching backwards, a lot of breaking pitches, enough speed, you know, from their pitchers, you know, their starter Soroka, that unfortunately too left the game due to you know, potential injury. I don't know exactly what it was, but he you know, but a lot of off speed when he was behind in the count. Same with the relievers, you know, a lot of off speed. So I thought the guys did a good job just tracking sequences down, being able to lay off some of the pitches, and hunting down the ones that they could handle. Conforto did a great job just, you know, late lineup change, moving from the fourth spot to the second, to the second spot. I told him in the dugout. I told Tell in the dugout, "Hey, you're hitting second." I said, "Oh," and then he just went and grabbed his helmet. And you know, and Roby, I told him he was hitting fourth, and those guys made a quick adjustment and had really good nights for us. And I think the best adjustment made today was Ramos. You know, he really was well more grounded, you know, not chasing, and you know, he got good results as well. So good approach overall with runners in scoring position and creating scenarios again.
Thanks.
Next question comes from Justin Toscano.
Hey, Louis, with Pete's patience today at the plate, what does it say about him that, you know, amidst the slump, he was able to kind of not press at all?
I'm glad he was as disciplined as he was today. You know, he's chasing up and down. He's been taking pitches to kind of like in between, and not the case tonight. I thought he was locked in. He was looking for something that he didn't get those first three at bats. And, you know, the byproduct is walking, and he did. He walked three times and, you know, helped for those rallies to kept going when we scored earlier in the game. So good night for him. I'm glad that he's able to zone in more and slow things down, you know, and when they're not going to pitch to him, just, you know, he's got to understand that you're not going to pitch or not going to get pitched. You're going to know, bring a good approach, and this is what's going to happen. You're going to end up walking, and eventually at some point they're going to have to get back to you.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Disha Thozar.
Hey, Louis. Just because we didn't ask you pregame, but when was JD Davis's last negative test? And was there any concern when he just, you know, told you guys about the upset stomach that it could potentially be COVID related?
Well, obviously, you know, the conversations is with, you know, with the trainers and with our doctors when anyone has any kind of symptoms. I mean, it doesn't have to be immediately the symptoms that we have COVID related. So, you know, anything that's happening, we immediately contact the trainer or the team doctor. So I believe that, you know, that's one of the first things they run, you know, nowadays they run tests quick and to find out and to get out of the way that something like that, it might be a possibility. So, you know, he got the results that everything was negative as far as that, just to get that out of the way. And then the upset stomach was probably from something he ate, or I don't know, we're talking about that. Then before the game, I saw him eating Chick-fil-A. I was like, what are you doing? But, you know, I'm just glad that he was able to start for us today. You know, we were at a point that we didn't know if he was going to be able to play, and he took BP, everything. He looked good on the field. I was like, okay, so, you know, you're good to come off the bench. And then next thing you know, the McNeil thing happened, and he was ready to go for us today.
Thanks.
Next question comes from Mike Puma.
Hey, Louie. I ate Chick-fil-A before the game, too, by the way. It was good. Two things. What did you think about Hughes's two innings tonight? Yeah, I'll let you answer that one first.
He's great. This guy's a veteran. And, you know, you're thinking of a guy that, you know, wasn't in camp with us. But we didn't see him in games. So he was throwing on the Brooklyn side. He did throw a couple of sides at Citi Field, and now you're going to see him in competition immediately. This guy's a veteran, so transition. I mean, for him to come into competition quickly, it was. I mean, you guys saw it tonight. He came after batters, his sinker, his slider, threw a couple of changeups in there. I mean, funky. So yeah, no, it's great to have him in the bullpen, and you know. Good addition to the bullpen, two scoreless. You know, we had three guys up there tonight. So it's a, you know, good job by our bullpen tonight, just getting those three scoreless.
Also, do you think you have to bring extra or get some extra infielders to Washington in case you have to do something tomorrow?
Right now we don't know, Mike. You know, we have to wait until tomorrow, see how the guys are. And, you know, I'm, you know, just praying that everything is, you know, I say minimal, but you know, well, tomorrow we'll find out where we are with those guys that you know got removed from the game today.
Next question comes from Tony DeComo.
Hey, Louie. Brian Snitker did announce after the game that it was a Achilles tear for Soroka. He's going to miss the rest of the year. I'm just curious, obviously that's a bright young pitcher in the National League. No one wants to see that happen. What goes through your mind when you see him walk off the mound that way?
Well, it's unfortunate and very unfortunate. And, with everyone that's, right now competing in this tournament and, 60 game season and all the uncertainty that we all had, for the start of the season and the ramp ups and everything that's happening, three of our guys got removed from the lineup today because of this ramp up starting the season when it's really hot weather. And, things like this happen. It's like, you feel you got to have, that sympathy for everyone in the league that's here, just playing hard, competing, no fans at the stadium, but, making sure that we're delivering that show to the fans that are watching, through TV. So, definitely it's very unfortunate, anyone that, goes through something like this in a season. So, my sympathy to Mike, promptly recovery to him. Definitely it's unfortunate.
Next question is from Tim Britton.
Hey, Louie, does a night like tonight just kind of reemphasize to you of how cautious you have to be with players coming back the way they are?
One of the things that I keep mentioning, Tim, is that 30-man roster. And so we try to give guys days off, rotating, just to make sure that we prevent something. So the 30-man roster that started the season, even the 2 7-inning games, even the extra inning rule, all those things are, for the health of the players. I really like the whole idea because of this tournament that we're playing, this season, regular season that we're playing, just to be in there. So the guys' health is the number one thing. Obviously, the health part of staying safe and the protocols for the virus are there as well. I mean, that's something that we learned, being obedient, being really good about it. But also in game playing and the 30-man roster and this doubleheaders that we're going to play as well are really key for these guys that are out there every day. When it's so hot, we're starting the season when it's hot, and it's never been like that before. So, we really appreciate all those things around the game, in the game, that, they're doing to keep the guys safe. Knock on wood, we got to, make sure that the guys get their days off, and hopefully there's nothing major with our guys. And we keep grinding it through the season.
Next question comes from Ed Coleman.
Hey, Louie. We're so used to seeing Familia work downstairs. I just wondered what you thought about him going upstairs to get that strikeout in the seventh.
Yes, so he's been working on that four seam to get also a different view to the batter. I mean, I think that was great there to Alvis, that strikeout. Something he didn't throw at all to anyone. He was sinker, slider, some split. So everything, like you're saying, is just downer power, and then all of a sudden he gets that almost like through a tunnel where he can get a swing and miss. So it's good that he has the weapons, and he's worked really hard to do this, to expand his repertoire and to come in and not only be that guy that comes in for an inning. I mean, Familia's worked also hard to be a guy that can come for a couple of innings as well. So, we should see him doing that as well. When he's able to induce contact, keep a low pitch count, and bounce right back and throw a second inning. We may see that a couple of times. So I'm glad that he's having more confidence behind some of those new pitches that he's using to expand his repertoire.